Sister, St. Helena, California, June 14, 1914. My dear sister, the Lord has given me a message for you, and not for you only, but also for other fruitful souls who are troubled by doubts and fears regarding their acceptance by the Lord Jesus Christ. His word to you is, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." Isaiah 43, verse 1. You desire to please the Lord, and you can do this by believing his promises. He is waiting to take you into a harbor of gracious experience, and he bids you, "Be still and know that I am God." Psalm 46, verse 10. You have had a time of unrest, but Jesus says to you, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." John 11, verse 28. The joy of Christ in the soul is worth everything. Then are they glad, Psalm 107, verse 30, because they are privileged to rest in the arms of everlasting love. Put away your distrust of our Heavenly Father. Instead of talking of your doubts, break away from them in the strength of Jesus, and let light shine into your soul by letting your voice express confidence and trust in God. I know that the Lord is very nigh you to give you the victory, and I say to you, be helped, be strengthened, be lifted out of and away from the dark dungeon of unbelief. Doubts will rush into your mind because Satan is trying to hold you in captivity to his cruel power. But face him in the strength that Jesus is willing to give you and conquer the inclination to express unbelief in your Savior. Do not talk of your inefficiency and your defects. When despair would seem to be sweeping over your soul, look to Jesus, saying, "He lives to make intercession for me." Hebrews 7, verse 25. Forget the things that are behind and believe the promise, "I will come unto you and abide with you." John 14, verse 23. God is waiting to bestow the blessing of forgiveness, of pardon for iniquity, of the gift of righteousness, upon all who will believe in his love and accept the salvation he offers. Christ is ready to say to the repenting sinner, "Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment." Zechariah 3, verse 4. The blood of Jesus Christ is the eloquent plea that speaks in behalf of sinners. This blood cleanseth from all sin. 1 John 1, verse 9. It is your privilege to trust in the love of Jesus for salvation in the fullest, surest, noblest manner, to say, "He loves me, he receives me, I will trust him, for he gave his life to save me." Nothing so dispels doubt as coming in contact with the character of Christ. He declares, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." John 6, verse 37. That is, there is no possibility of my casting him out, for I have pledged my word to receive him. Take Christ at his word, and let your lips declare that you have gained the victory. Is Jesus true? Does he mean what he says? Answer decidedly, yes, every word. Then if you have settled this, by faith claim every promise that he has made and receive the blessing, for this acceptance by faith gives life to the soul. You may believe that Jesus is true to you, even though you feel yourself to be the weakest and most unworthy of his children. And as you believe, all your dark, brooding doubts are thrown back upon the arch-deceiver who originated them. You can be a great blessing if you will take God at his word. By living faith, you are to trust in him, even though the impulse is strong within you to speak words of distrust. Peace comes with dependence on divine power. As fast as the soul resolves to act in accordance with the light given, the Holy Spirit gives more light and strength. The grace of the Spirit is supplied to cooperate with the soul's resolve, but it is not a substitute for the individual exercise of faith. Success in the Christian life depends upon the appropriation of the light that God has given. It is not an abundance of light and evidence that makes the soul free in Christ. It is the rising up of the powers and the will and the energies of the soul to cry out sincerely, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Mark 9, verse 24. I rejoice in the bright prospects of the future, and so may you. Be cheerful and praise the Lord for his loving kindness. That which you cannot understand, commit to him. He loves you and pities your every weakness. He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1, verse 3. It would not satisfy the heart of the Infinite One to give those who love his Son a lesser blessing than he gives his Son.
Satan seeks to draw our minds away from the mighty Helper, to lead us to ponder over our degradation of soul. Though Jesus sees the guilt of the past, he speaks pardon, and we should not dishonor him by doubting his love. The feeling of guiltiness must be laid at the foot of the cross, or it will poison the springs of life. When Satan thrusts his threatenings upon you, turn from them, and comfort your soul with the promises of God. The cloud may be dark in itself, but when filled with the light of heaven, it turns to the brightness of gold, for the glory of God rests upon it. God's children are not to be subject to feelings and emotions. When they fluctuate between hope and fear, the heart of Christ is hurt, for he has given them unmistakable evidence of his love. He wants them to be established, strengthened, and settled in the most holy faith. He wants them to do the work he has given them. Then their hearts will become in his hands as sacred harps, every chord of which will send forth praise and thanksgiving to the one sent by God to take away the sins of the world. Christ's love for his children is as tender as it is strong, and it is stronger than death, for he died to purchase our salvation and to make us one with him, mystically and eternally one. So strong is his love that it controls all his powers and employs the vast resources of heaven in doing his people good. It is without variableness or shadow of turning, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Although sin has existed for ages, trying to counteract this love and obstruct its flowing earthward, it still flows in rich currents to those for whom Christ died. God loves the sinless angels, who do his service and are obedient to all his commands. But he does not give them grace. They have never needed it, for they have never sinned. Grace is an attribute shown to undeserving human beings. We did not seek after it. It was sent in search of us. God rejoices to bestow grace upon all who hunger and thirst for it, not because we are worthy, but because we are unworthy. Our need is the qualification which gives us the assurance that we shall receive the gift. It should not be difficult to remember that the Lord desires you to lay your troubles and perplexities at his feet and leave them there. Go to him, saying, Lord, my burdens are too heavy for me to carry. Wilt thou bear them for me? And he will answer, I will take them. With everlasting kindness will I have mercy upon thee. I will take your sins and will give you peace. Banish no longer your self-respect, for I have bought you with the price of my own blood. You are mine. Your weakened will I will strengthen. Your remorse for sin I will remove. I, even I, am he, the Lord declares, that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, Seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am the Lord, and there is none else.
Isaiah 43, verse 25-26, Isaiah 45, verse 19-22. Respond to the calls of God's mercy, my sister, and say, I will trust in the Lord and be comforted. I will praise the Lord, for his anger is turned away. I will rejoice in God, who gives me the victory.